I know. I get
hello,
it.
Hello, everybody.
You have to. Yay! Hello, everybody. Yeah. So, welcome to Go Run for Fun Fitness. And on that note, we were talking about honoring your body. So the rest is as important. The rest, taking it easy for a day or two for running, is as important as the run. That's a hard lesson, right? You know what I mean? So tell us what's been going on with you.
Well, that's why I did the hot tub last night instead. So I just chilled in the hot tub and
did it help?
Did that?
Yeah,
I think it did. I think it did. Yes.
Okay.
You
know, that's good. Go ahead. I want to hear more because that's a hard thing for me to do is rest. But anyway, on that note, you chilled in the hot tub.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I'm in the hot tub and I'm like, I really, like in my mind, I'm thinking I really wanted to get the stress off and exercise and then do the hot tub. It took every ounce of me to just rest. Which is hard for me.
You're so funny. I know. Resting is always hard for me, too, as well. I have to tell you that – go ahead. I want to hear.
I was going to say, especially when I have been on a downward trend on the scale. So now I want to continue with that and be successful again this week. And hopefully – now I'm up to 15 pounds, but, you know, goal is 35 from now, so this is good.
15.
Want to keep it in
hey,
downward trend.
Downward trend. Always on the scales and downward trend. Hey, we've got Kelly on. She comes and visits us every other week because, first of all, I say, Kelly, it's your time to be on because we want to try and, you know, get your progress because we've always had up progress.
Yeah.
Or down.
Got to check in with her.
Weight or losing. Yeah, losing weight or just standing still. But Kelly, welcome. I'm glad you're here calling us from Idaho. We're potatoes.
Hi,
are
Kelly.
Tea, right? But I was, hi.
Hi. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. So how's the weather there in Idaho? You got to hear this, Melissa. Weather there is always great to run in. So.
Can I lie and
what's
tell
weather?
You that it was sunny earlier and now it's snowing?
What? Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, it's not really. I'm just kidding. No, it's actually been pretty nice today.
Oh, yeah?
So far.
Yeah. So good. So I know that you're a walker. You and your family walk together. And I know we're talking about progress, going up in the scale or down in the scale. In my next lifetime, ladies, what I'd like to do is, I need to gain weight. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to say? So I haven't been able to say that yet, but someday, maybe. What's going on with you and your weight loss, your new business, your new attitudes? And I know that have you had struggles, and how are you overcoming them? Because Melissa and I want to know. I know Melissa's had some good stuff happen. Congratulations once again, Melissa, on your weight loss. So
thank you.
That's great.
Well, yeah. I've lost 10 pounds.
Yay!
So I've lost a few more. I think a lot of it. I think that some of it. I've been sick the last few days, and I think some of that has something to do with it. So let's hope that that's, you know, it doesn't bounce back when I start to feel better. But I've been doing pretty good other than kind of feeling yucky.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't eat any basil, did you?
What's that?
Why?
You didn't eat any basil, did you?
No.
That's like that's the new thing out there that people are getting really sick on. So.
Oh.
Just curious.
Basil, what do they do? I have to ask. What does that mean when you eat basil? So
it's got a bacteria on it. You know, in the fields, like they had the lettuce recall and all that other stuff. Yeah, well, now it's basil. People are getting sick from basil.
Wow.
Not cantaloupes or lettuce. Now it's basil. Something's getting into
cantaloupes.
The water
I'm
supply.
Like,
I mean, it's kind of, the field.
Wowzer. Yeah. Wow. Well, Kelly's out there in Idaho. I know that her and her family have owned and operated a big potato farm. And Yeah, I know, right? I know. I love potatoes. Okay, who has it? Yeah, Kelly's like, yeah, right, the girls. You growing them. Not my thing. I hear you. Anyway, so you're losing weight. Kelly's losing weight. Guys, tell you what, you know, our shows Go Run for Fun Fitness, and we talk about fitness ideas. And one of the things that I am doing is I am able to run again. And I got to tell you, you know, my guy, he said, I got up the other morning. I said, "Woo, it's sunny. I'm going to go run." And I went running. And isn't that funny? And then I was like, and then I finished up and came back, worked all day, you know, because I'm in business. We all do. And Kelly's studying to be a nurse. Melissa's doing her own business from home. And Kelly uses Herbalife. That's how I met her, because we both use Herbalife, and Melissa uses Weight Watchers. For, you know, but the one thing that I know that afternoon, because my foot is so good now, and I ran a month or so on the treadmill, but, you know, my foot is so good, I said, I'm going to go run again. Yesterday, I ran 4.5 miles. Kid you not. Yeah. I'm super excited about that. Isn't that good?
That's awesome. Me.
I know, right? It's like, I'm free. So anyway, I'm free from, you know, and I respect that. But I also know I got to rest my body. And so, Kelly, I know maybe your body's telling you need to rest, right? You know, because you've been pushing yourself. You quit smoking. You started cooking. You know, she started cooking differently. So tell us how you're cooking now versus how you were before. And you've lost 10 pounds using Herbalife. I know that. So what's the story?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You know, it's a cute story,
well,
by the way, before she tells it.
It's all about the kids. No, I started, instead of cooking, like, I used to cook our vegetables, like, in butter and, you know, use, like, Johnny's seasoning salt or Lowry's seasoning salt, garlic salt, things like that, you know, things that don't have any calories. But I would, you know, have all those calories in that butter. And so I went to the grocery store a couple of weeks ago, and I found the love of my life, and it's called coconut oil. And, you know, I started cooking our vegetables in coconut oil and, like, putting a little bit in with when I cook our meats and things like that. And I fell absolutely in love with it, and my family loves it. And I'll tell you what, my husband actually went to the grocery store yesterday and bought a whole bunch of groceries. And I'll tell you, girl, I've never been more excited than a kid getting me candy. My husband bought me a huge container of coconut oil, and I was so excited about it. It was like a kid in the candy shop, not even joking.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to cook all of our stuff in that, you know, and it just makes your food taste better, you know.
Better.
To me, it does. Yep. And yeah, and it's so much healthier for you that way too. And, you know, I just, that's how I'm cooking different. You know, I'm doing more, less starchy things, you know, stuff that has, like, doesn't have a ton of calories in it. And, I'm actually, when I eat, and I think that this has helped too, when I tried a weight loss program before, I was doing that Shakeology, and, they gave you little portion cups, little containers, you know, like for your proteins, your vegetables, your fruits and things like that. And I've been using that and going by that when I portion out my dinner. And, you know, I've really noticed a difference in the way that my stomach, I mean, I get so full, I can't usually finish everything that I've portioned out anyway, you know? I've been eating those Quest bars too, for like a snack, or if I get like a sweet craving later on in the evening, I'll eat one of those. And I've also been counting. I have a calorie counter app on my phone, and that's really helped it. I've usually for the day, for what I eat, I'm usually anywhere from 600 to almost over 1,000 calories less than what my body's, you know, what I'm needing, is what you could say. And I've been drinking tons of water. And just going from there, and it's been, I've felt a lot better.
Great.
So
that's amazing and great. Wow. Yeah. So let me ask you this question, both of you guys. I got a strong message in meditation, right, that I needed to drink more water. So how much water do you guys drink in a day? Who wants to go first? I'd like to know.
You have to calculate it by your weight. And I also have a water drinking app that reminds me to drink water every hour. And I have that on my phone as well. And you can keep track of it really well. I'm supposed to drink 2,900 milliliters throughout the day because the cup that I use is 887 milliliters. So the last few days, and it could be because I've been sick, but I've went way, way over that 2,900 milliliters. And that could be good too.
All right.
But I don't want to overdo it because, my mom, she drinks tons of water. And she has actually drank so much water that she has flushed out the natural sodium in her body, and it's made her really, really, really sick. So I try to not go, I try to not go over too often. But, man, sometimes there's just days here that I just get so thirsty I can't hardly stand it. But I do try to keep track of that, and I try to stay where I should be for my weight so I don't end up doing what my mom has done. Because she's done that quite a few times because she just drinks so much water. So, I try to be really careful with that.
Okay.
Now, is that half your body weight?
I don't know if it is or not. I know that you can always reset it to where, and switch up your weight, and it'll probably either go down or it could go up. I'm not really sure.
Because I always thought you had to drink half your body weight in water.
Well, what is that?
And when I calculated that, I was like, holy shit, that's like a gallon of water. I should be walking around with a gallon of gallon with me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you're using an app.
I try to do up to 100.
100
water. Yeah, what kind of water app do you use?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
It's just called Drink Water Reminder.
Okay. I'm going to go look it up.
It's nothing fancy schmancy, that's for sure. But it does help.
Okay.
It really does. It really, because you're supposed to drink, so much every hour. And then you can, I think you can lower the amount, and I think you can raise the amount if you want to. But like I said, I think it depends on your body weight.
Okay. So drink water. I'm going to look it up right now. So drink water. Because you know what? I have an app, on my calendar. It reminds me every day to eat every 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours. And so that's what I do because if I don't, I'm going to do this water app. If I don't eat, I get my blood sugar will drop. And running, I don't like to feel anything but joy. So what's your guys, how do you eat? Do you eat every 2 to 4 hours? Because I'm hearing you, Kelly, saying something about snacks. And I don't think potato chips is a good snack, but I love them. Is that awful? Right? But I don't do that. So I'm looking at the drink water, my water drinking reminder. Okay. Wow. And there's it's on the app. Okay. So I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you give it a try and see. Yeah.
Okay. So my question to you guys both is how do you eat? I mean, do you have as I said, I have on my calendar, it sends me reminders to, to eat every 4 hours or 2 to 4 hours, actually. And so I've got a set like that. So what's your thoughts on that, you guys? With running, I know, Kelly, you walk and you and your husband and your children, you guys walk. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I actually jogged with my dog a little bit yesterday, and it actually didn't, and my knees didn't hurt. My mom bought me these copper sleeves for my knees, and they've helped quite a bit. So I jogged with her for a little bit because she's just becoming a huge dog. I mean, she's just becoming just way too fat. And so it's like, hey, take some more of my weight then. That's fine. But with me, when I wake up, I start with a cup of coffee.
Okay.
I tried this Almond Breeze coffee creamer because I can't do just straight black coffee, and it was I would rather eat dirt, honestly. I hate to say that, but it was horrible. So I went back to my Coffee Mate, and I've actually lessened the amount of creamer that I'm intaking with each cup of coffee. In the morning for me, I'll drink one or two cups of coffee. I've actually backed down on coffee quite a bit. And then I will, I'll eat like a little snack, like a Quest bar or a piece of toast, or, you know, something, just a little something to hold me over. And then I'll start drinking my water. And then for lunch, I'll do like maybe another Quest bar a couple hours later, because I'm not a breakfast eater at all. If the only time I really ever do eat breakfast is if it's at dinner time, you know. But it's so for me, mainly it's usually coffee and then maybe like a little snack. And then I start drinking my water and then a little snack later. And then I eat my dinner. And then, like I said, if I get like a little sweet craving or something, I might, you know, suck on a little piece of candy that's not, you know, really high in calories, or I'll eat a Quest bar. And then I'm pretty much done. And if I do end up eating like chips or something or whatever, I go by what the bag says, you know, like, so if they have like 160 calories per like six chips, I'll eat six chips and then I'm done. And I won't overdo it. You know what I mean? So I kind of cheat a little bit and I have, you know, some stuff here and there, but I really.
It's controlled cheating. So I don't know if you should
exactly
say cheating, but, you know.
No. Let's hope not.
That's good.
Even if
control.
It is, that's okay, I guess. But yeah, I have kept a lot of my eating under control a lot more. And my husband says, you know, he can really tell a difference in the way that my, you know, where in certain areas where I've lost my weight. And, you know, that makes you feel pretty good. So I've really tried to keep it under control.
Well, I mean, 10 pounds is almost a size.
Yeah.
So
and,
you're
you know,
probably
and he,
on that brink
actually,
of changing sizes.
Right. Yeah. And see, and I was talking, when I was talking to Tariq a couple of days ago, I was like, oh my God, I've lost eight, you know, what was it, like 7 pounds, and I haven't lost anymore in the last few days. Then I got sick, and then I just got on the scale, I think it was yesterday morning, and I lost like 3 more pounds. And I thought, wow, that could probably be a blessing in disguise that I did get sick. But I, you know, I ran out of my shake mix, and I think that's really messed up my body, and I've been really irritated lately since I haven't had it, and I've just been like feeling really, really cruddy. So I finally ordered it yesterday. I'm gonna have it hopefully within the next couple of days. But even without that shake, I've substituted it for other, you know, with other things that eat, you know, weren't high in calories, and I've really substituted it, you know, and I've kept going. I just haven't had the shake with me to go with me, you know. But I've kept.
Do
it
they have
control.
An auto ship?
What's
for
that?
You for the shakes, an auto ship, so you're never without.
No, they don't.
So.
And I wish they did. I'll tell you, I'll never. I will.
Okay,
you know, maybe
I'll
like when I'm at
you.
Like half of it, then I'll order it again because I'm not going to let myself run out.
Okay.
Well, we talked.
Good plan.
I got to tell you something. She just started with Herbalife, but they do have an auto ship, but I wanted her to try the product before she made that commitment. You know what I mean? And because she can cancel
right,
at any
right,
time,
right.
But she, right. Yeah. So she has a 30-day money back guarantee, but this girl, I love Kelly. She says, listen, I've only lost 6 pounds. I haven't lost any in the past couple of days. I was like, God bless you. There are women that would sell their kidney, you know what I mean, to lose 6 pounds. And
yes.
So we talked about it, you know, and it can be very frustrating, you know, because you want to do it. And
you
want to
see those results
so
really quick, and it's just not like that.
No.
That's for sure.
Is your husband, is he seeing you? What is he saying about your weight loss, just out of curiosity? So what do you think? What is he saying?
Well, he sees it, supposedly, right?
He can see it. He says he can see it. I can tell a difference, not like me seeing, like looking at myself in the mirror, you know. I try to avoid that as much as I can right now. So I go by my scale, and he says, and he actually gave me his perspective on this was amazing. And I said, God, I feel like I've lost it, but I don't see that I've lost it. And he said, well, why don't you, he goes, if think of it this way, take 10 pounds. Cause I've lost, well, I think like 10 pounds or whatever. And he goes, and put 10 pounds in your hand and hold it. He goes, That's how you need to look at it. But he can see, yes, like, in my sides and in my legs and in my butt where he can tell that I've lost it. And, you know, it's nice to hear that he can see a difference, even though he sees me every single day.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, having that.
Has he lost weight, too?
What's that?
Has he lost weight, too? Like, has the family started to lose weight as a whole?
No. My son could eat 20 cheeseburgers a day and probably not gain a pound because his metabolism is so fast. You know, so he's lucky. He's like his dad. And then, you know, of course, then there's my husband who's 6'5" and weighs what he should weigh. And, you know, I mean, he's got maybe like a little bit of a belly. But, I mean, my God, the guy probably, it's hard for him to gain weight, too. I had to really, when I first met him, he was a lot skinnier, and he looked sick, you know. But I had to practically force feed him to make him gain some kind of weight, and he has gained it a little bit, but you can't tell because he's so tall. So he's, like, proportioned, you know. All these men get so lucky, and they're all proportioned just right, you know. But, My daughter, she's, you know, the same, and she's been doing fine. She's, you know, she'll grow out ways, and then she'll grow up ways. So she kind of proportions out, too. But other than that, you know, I'm the only one that needs to lose it and try to keep it off, at least for, you know, try to keep it off, I guess, for the rest of my life if I can avoid it,
right,
you know. So.
Yeah, you're creating a – not a lose weight, but a lifestyle. That's what I always say. You know
exactly
what I mean?
A healthier lifestyle. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna.
Yep, I understand.
To 1,000. Yeah. So there you go. So she's doing
and
really
my parents,
well.
It's kind of nice too because my parents can say, you know, they can see a little bit of a change too. So that's kind of nice because I tried to keep myself as busy as possible, you know, with school and all this stuff. So it's a lot to take in all at once, but I know in the end it'll be good.
Yep.
I really think that's wonderful. Yeah, so anyway.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you're going to do well, and you're already doing it. You know what amazes me, both of you, Melissa, and I know I want your take on this because you and I have been around some character people, but Kelly, to quit smoking, to start on your diet, a lifestyle change, you did a whole lifestyle change. Most of us would have done it piece by piece. You just said, whatever you said, you know, I'm going to do it. And you just did the smoking, you did the walking, you did, you know, the little jog now with your dog. And, you know, what made you do that? How did you do it so fast? Why didn't you take it step by step? Because I was always curious about that, you know, because it's a big change. You didn't do it halfway. You went all or nothing, you know.
I did. Well, I guess that's the type of person I am. If it's something that I want done, I just can't procrastinate. You know, I tried it once before with the quitting smoking and the diet change, and I was a mess. You know, I
weren't ready.
Irritated. Okay. I wasn't ready, no, and I wanted to be. But I changed my diet, and I got on the Shakeology, and I started doing the workouts. I mean, I really pushed myself. I should have probably taken it step by step back then. Because I wasn't ready, and I thought I was, but I was yelling at my kids all the time. I was irritated all the time because I literally just like quit smoking cold turkey, and then I would take like little drags off my husband's cigarettes, or I would have a cigarette every once in a while, and I knew that of course, you know, they say when that happens, you start back up, and I did, and I started eating unhealthy again, and I just didn't care. I was just like, you know, whatever. I'm just not going to lose the weight. Finally, I don't know what happened. I was tired of people looking at me and saying, "Oh my God, you're pregnant!" Blah blah blah. Okay, yep. And I can't do it anymore. And so I was finally ready, and I just made the lifestyle change. And I thank God every day that I did, because other than feeling a little crappy, you know, the last few days. I mean, I feel better. I'm not as embarrassed to go to the swimming pool or, you know, I mean, I'm white as mayonnaise other than that, you know, but like weight-wise, I mean, you know, I mean, I see people out there that are heavier set than I am, and they're in skimpier swimming suits. So that doesn't make me feel, you know, too bad, but I do. I actually feel a lot better. I'm walking faster than I was before. My legs, when we first started walking, I would get these hellacious cramps in my leg, and it would, my muscles would just ache. And now I'm starting to be able to keep my pace up with my husband because, you know, he walks fast because he's tall.
Right.
I've just been able to keep up the pace with him. I can jog here and there with my dog and, you know, run with the kids a little bit here and there. And it, I can tell I'm slowly starting to, you know, get to where I need to be eventually. I know it's going to take time, and I hate saying that. But, you know, I was ready to do it, and I really had to push myself to do it. And I did.
Oh, wow. I think that's wonderful. I really do think that's wonderful. And your sweetheart, is he supportive? He may be not doing the product. I know you're doing the shake portion and also the Herbalife, but is he supportive of you, or does he not say anything?
Absolutely.
Or does he say you look good? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I always look at him, and I'm like, can you tell a difference? And he'll show me. He'll be like, yeah, I can see it here. I see it here. You know, he slapped my rear end yesterday, and he's like, I see it here. And I was like, wow. You know, don't do that now, you know. But, you know, as long as he says that he can see it and he sees a change, like, in my attitude, you know, that's really what makes me feel good.
A happy mommy is a happy family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And my kids have noticed it, and they've told me, and, you know, I'm just waiting to get where I need to be so I can actually post before and after pictures. And everybody's like, oh my God, you look awesome. You know? I'm really pushing myself to do it. And, you know, I don't have any doubt. I have no second thoughts on pushing myself because I know I can do it. I think I'm past the hard part.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one too. I do. I think you are too as well. So those, I tell you what, a friend of mine told me, she goes, quitting smoking and dieting are the two hardest things I've ever done. Quitting smoking is the hardest for her because that's a drug. It's more addicting than heroin, I think. But
it is hard.
Okay. Well, cool. That you're doing it and you're happy, and that's a good thing. I don't know, you, Melissa, you're drinking water and you're losing, you've been up and down, and you know what I really, I don't know what you guys think about this, but when you are in a good space, right, and you feel good about who you are, you can do anything, you know what I mean, and that's what I do feel, you know, and you feel in charge of your life, right, don't you? I mean, I know you do, Kelly. You feel like that you've got, you know, in charge of your schooling, you're making it happen. You're feeling, waking up and feeling good. I mean, I know you physically feel good.
Oh, yeah. School's going great.
Path.
Oh, yeah. School's going really good.
Yeah.
Better than I actually expected it to be.
I find myself asking more lately. Like, now that I'm successful and I'm feeling good, it's like, okay, so let's fix what's not making me happy. So it's like, okay, so what do I really want to do with my life? What's going to make me happy forever? So I'm like looking at things a little different when I'm happier, when I'm in a successful mode and in a positive frame of mind.
Okay. That's true too as well. And for me, if I can exercise and run, that makes me extremely happy. That is my, I do a lot of meditation, you know, but running is a meditation for me. I think that, you know, for you, I know it is, and working out at the gym and you with your animals and with your family, whether you're walking or running or whatever, Kelly, it puts you in a good space because I feel like I'm becoming a better version of myself to be whatever, you know, business, personal, you're going to school and everything like that. So that is so cool, ladies. You guys are inspiring people. You're inspiring me. And Melissa, I love what you do in the sense of you have become a strong woman in your eyes, and therefore your family sees the same thing. Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm especially, you know, my daughter, she's really has been complimenting me more. And, you know, of course, we always have that competition at the gym, and she just scoffs at me like, oh, But she sees it. Yeah, they do. They do. And my husband does not question it. He's like, go to the gym. Bye. And I, that always held me back. I was always like, oh no, I need to be home. I need to make sure dinner's ready. I need to make, you know, I always put them first. And now it's like, no, you can go, take however long you want. So the support is there, and yeah, everything kind of just turns around and I can take on the day.
I love that.
That's
well, you
great.
Guys are both, I think that, I know, that's important. And so we teach our kids what we believe in ourselves. So anyway, one of the things that I like to do is start a run, I put close my eyes and say, here's my intention, to be better today and own this performance of running. And that has helped me. And then I do it in business too. So you guys are inspiring me. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it more than you know. Anyway, we will see each other next Tuesday. Kelly, keep us posted, and I'll give you a call later on today. All right. Take care, everybody.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wait, go finish it. There's the thing. Melissa, I forgot that part. Melissa? Okay. She always says, go run, and I'm going to say, take a shower. Melissa, I forgot about that. Anyway, all right, everybody. Take care. Have a great day.